To manage dynamic, virtualized environments and private clouds, you need tools that offer high levels of automation and control and more intelligence and visibility than you can achieve with tools designed for static physical infrastructures. My name is James Hilliard, and on this episode of Connection Point, we are speaking with Sam Tessier, a systems engineer with VMware. Sam is here to tell us about solutions that can help you be proactive and ensure service levels, optimum resource usage, and policy compliance across your virtual and your physical data center infrastructures. And Sam, appreciate the time today.
Thank you very much.
I think it's fair to say, without question, Sam, to keep virtual environments running at their top efficiency and in delivering the best possible service to users, IT pros, they really need real-time monitoring capabilities these days. Question to you is, how does today's technology compare to the first and the second generation tools that our listeners, one, are probably familiar with, and two, are probably still working on today?
That's a good question. So monitoring solutions have been available in the marketplace for a couple of decades now. And so we do classify the monitoring solutions that are available as being, you know, first-gen solutions or second-gen solutions or today third-gen solutions, of which we feel that vCenter Operations is a leader in that space. And so I'll give you kind of the rationale or the logic behind our definitions of those different generations of solutions. So first-gen solutions first came to market and were based on hard thresholding. And you simply set a threshold for a metric, and if a value was measured over that metric, you got an alert. Of course, this resulted in tons of alerts. However, they didn't all necessarily indicate a building performance problem because they could be generated by perfectly normal behavior. So you would use manual labor and leverage tribal knowledge to sift through all of these alerts, and at the end of the day, still end up learning about problems from end users calling the help desk. So these first-gen solutions were excellent at data collection from end-managed systems, and they're great sources of data, but they didn't necessarily solve the problem of understanding about problems before they are happening in your environment. So then we had second-gen solutions, which were brought to market to allow you to write rules that filter events. So that was kind of the differentiating point between first-gen solutions and second-gen solutions, that you could create rules that filter events. But now you have to have the tribal knowledge in-house to define the problem situation that you're looking for. So when your infrastructure or business changes, you now have to modify and maintain all of these rules, and in many cases, those rules get obsolete very fast. So some second-gen solutions add rudimentary baselining capability that assumes default thresholds, but very few IT environments conform to these for all measurable performance values. So what this ultimately means is these baselines and things like that ultimately turn up tons of false positives. So third-generation solutions, of which we feel that vCenter Operations is a leader in this space and really innovates, go way beyond these limitations by leveraging VMware patented analytics to learn what is normal. So that's really what's different about third-gen solutions. It's not what's broken versus what's fixed, but what is normal in my environment. And so normal versus abnormal behavior is key in unearthing problems before they occur, potentially, before those calls come into the help desk. And being able to discern this at many levels for your environment is key for managing high availability and fulfilling the SLAs that you have as an IT organization. So from the data center level all the way down to the individual application on a VM, we can actually track three different key metrics. And we really distill it and boil it down to these three metrics for simplicity purposes. But it's really workload, which is the demand for resources versus the resources that are currently used. And the second metric that we really track, again, all the way at the data center level, all the way down to the individual VM level, is health. Okay, and this is something that's measured on a scale of 0 to 100. And how normal is this object behaving? And health is a key metric, obviously, just as the name would suggest, because it's leveraging these patented VMware analytics. So we're understanding over time the behavior of these elements in your environment and seeing that just because a server is running hot, that doesn't necessarily mean that's a problem state, you know, or that's abnormal behavior. It happens to be the end of the quarter, and the sales books are closing, and so the database servers that power those sales applications are going to be very busy. So that's actually very normal behavior. So that's, again, where the analytics are determining this, as opposed to you having to understand that. And this is, again, a case where baselines would simply be blown out of the water because they'd be returning all those false positives and that sort of thing. And then the third key metric is capacity. So how much time is left before an object runs out of resources? In other words, the capacity that I have in my environment to power all of these servers, all of these applications, how much time is left before that capacity runs out? And And again, I can see that at the data center level all the way down to the individual virtual machine level.
Let's do this, Sam. Let's go and talk to the folks that are on probably some of the second generation tools. And I'm assuming some of our listeners still have some first gen tools still in place that they're working with. How easy or difficult is it for a team to go out there and evaluate what they might need to move to in terms of a third generation offering and then ultimately deploy something like vCenter Operations?
Well, if it's another offering out in the marketplace, then it could take several days of building the requisite infrastructure to, you know, install the solution onto and then configuring adapters and things like that. If it's vCenter Operations, they literally only need about 30 minutes to get going with an evaluation. It's incredibly fast to deploy. You simply download an eval copy of the solution right off of VMware's website. And it comes down as a templatized VM that you can just deploy inside of your inside of your lab environment, or another isolated region of your virtualized environment. Point it at a vCenter instance, and it's going to instantly start learning what's going on inside of vCenter and all the virtual machines that are controlled by vCenter and across all of your virtual hosts. And it's going to start learning about your environment. And the evaluation license that comes with that is about 60 days. So after just a couple of days, you're going to be seeing incredible data. And it's also data that's surfaced through rich visuals and visualization right inside of the management console about your environment. So it's incredibly easy and fast to get going with this in your lab.
If I was hearing correctly, Sam, you're saying a 60-day eval at that point. Can I assume, though, that a lot of people, they make the eval, they get that data, they see the value, and they move forward much sooner than the 60 days?
Yes, exactly. And the other thing to point out is if the customer wanted to just turn this eval system into their production system, it's very easy to do just by swapping a license key.
All right, cool. It makes it easy. What's kind of on the horizon for vCenter Operations? What's new and greatest today? What's going to be new and greatest tomorrow? What light can you shed there?
Sure. So we're actually coming up upon a major revision for vCenter Operations, and that'll be in the first quarter of 2012. So calendar year 2012, and then towards the end of 2012, we'll have another release of another variant on vCenter Operations. So I'll touch on the first one first. It'll be vCenter Operations 5.0. It's coming in Q1, and that's going to the main theme there is merging in another complementary product that was previously available as a bundle. It's called Capacity IQ, which does a lot of forecasting and prediction modeling of what your capacity is like in your environment, and then if you were to go ahead and add certain hosts or add certain storage capacity and things like that, how would that affect the life cycle of your workloads and things like that. We're actually integrating those two products together. So those products are converging from a technical perspective, and that's one of the major themes of vCenter Operations 5.0. And there will be a very simple migration path to go from vCenter Operations current shipping version to that 5.0. So there's no reason why you should necessarily wait till that comes out if you have an interest in virtualization monitoring right now. And then the second release that I was talking about for calendar year 2012 is going to be in the second half, so probably late summer, early fall right now. And that's going to be focused on monitoring your virtual desktop environment. So this is very exciting because there really is no equivalent solution in the marketplace for that yet. And this is going to be focused on VMware View. So our flagship VDI software that we sell that we've had a lot of success with is going to be the main beneficiary of this monitoring solution. So it'll basically provide you with rich visualization and patented analytics focused around monitoring how you're making virtual desktops available to your hundreds, if not thousands, of users and being able to optimize that experience and that administration.
Well, it sounds right on time with the interest in VDI and all the companies I've been talking to and IT folks. That is definitely on one of those agenda lists for 2012. So knowing that's coming is good for those folks. I can't let you go here today, Sam, without talking about another issue, challenge that all organizations face. I'm going to use a four-letter word here. Patch management. What does VMware offer to help folks out on that front?
Yeah, you're right. Patch management has been a problem or a challenge for people to deal with for the better part of a decade. And it's not an issue that requires rocket science to solve, but it is something that saps a lot of time and resources. And so really what people want are automated solutions that are essentially convenience products that allow them to just put in place just a protected environment, so in some form of automated patching. And so just really briefly, I'll tell you that in the past year, VMware acquired a company called Shavlik, and Shavlik is one of the leaders in the patch management space. They were a point solution focused on Windows desktop server patching, but not just the Microsoft patches for those platforms, but a whole slew of third-party ISV patches for Windows desktop and server. And one of the interesting things about that is that patch content is actually very compelling because a significant number of major vulnerabilities come into an organization's environment by running outdated versions of these third-party apps. And what I'm talking about are things as simple and basic as Adobe Flash and Acrobat Reader and things like that. An outdated version most definitely has vulnerabilities that malicious code is being written to exploit and directly makes your enterprise environment now compromisable. So having just an efficient patch management strategy in-house will mitigate all of that threat that you could potentially have. And so what we've done is by acquiring Shavlik and bringing in-house their product NetCheck Protect, it's now become VMware vCenter Protect Essentials and Essentials Plus. There's kind of two bundles of it. And what that brings to the table is not just patching for your virtual environment, but patching for your physical environment as well. So all of your physical desktops and servers, as well as all of your virtual desktops and virtual servers, all managed through one single patch management console, detection of all the patches that are applicable for your environment, and then the ability to remediate those patches and ultimately provide reports and things like that too.
Hey, Sam, for folks and shops that are working with Microsoft System Center for patch management, those types of deals, is there a way that they can still take advantage of vCenter Protect?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's been a number of customers that have approached us before this actually became a formal offering, what I'm about to tell you, and said, hey, you know, your solution for patching is exactly what we want, but we've got political barriers because we're already have a strong vested interest in System Center that's doing software deployment. It has basic patch capability that's lacking and doesn't meet our objectives, but we can't displace this solution as a software delivery tool for all of our endpoints. So what can we do? And so we basically put together the vCenter Update Catalog, vCenter Protect Update Catalog offering, which is a very low price point, and it basically allows System Center customers to just pull down our patch content straight into their System Center environment without having to set up one of our vCenter Protect servers. So they'd use their System Center environment, that management console, and they'd see all of our patch content for Adobe patches and the non-supported Microsoft patches and everything else coming into their environment, and then they can deploy those just as they would deploy anything else via System Center. It's been a very, very popular offering inside of our customers that use System Center.
Well, like I said, patch management has been a challenge for a lot of organizations. Thanks for a little sneak peek on that. And, of course, thanks for a look into vCenter operations as well. Really appreciate the time today, Sam.
Thank you very much.
And for our listeners, if you would like more information on VMware's automated operations management solutions, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn how their on-staff experts can help you get the most from your virtual and physical environments. You can also learn more at govconnection.com. You can call 1-800-800-0019 to talk to someone. And if you'd like to send an email, do so to connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that concludes this installment of Connection Point.